nobody slapped anybody last night.
No.
Trevor Noah said we're going to be keeping people's names out of our mouths. So I guess the Grammys, a success. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. Only two Will Smith jokes through the night. When Questlove went on stage to present an award, he asked that everybody stay 500 feet away from him. But, yeah, other than that, very wisely, they stayed away from that topic. I like the Grammys. I think it's my favorite award show because it's mostly performances. It's mm-hmm. it's like going to a concert, really.
Mm-hmm.
There are, interestingly, the Grammy Awards probably have more categories than any other award show that there is. There's something like 75 or 80 awards that are given out. All but about seven of them are given out before the ceremony actually begins. They announce the winners, and they're given off of television. So on the show itself, they can just concentrate on performances. And there was something like 22 performances, something like that, of every genre of music. It was really fun to watch all of the performances. I know from social media, you know, a lot of, you know, some people don't like country music and they're, you know, bad mouthing the show because of that. Some people don't like rap music and they're bad mouthing the show because of that. You know, unless it's their genre of music, they're bad mouthing everything else. I enjoyed all of it. I got to say, I just had so much fun watching every performance. The speeches were all nice. Trevor Noah was fine as the host. All in all, I think it was good. And the big winners, John Baptiste, who is the musical director of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, went into the night with 11 nominations, more than anybody else, came out of the show with 5 Grammy Awards, more than anyone else, and including his album of the year. Record of the year, Bob, was that song that I played for you the other day from Silk Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
That's called Leave the Door Open. I think we've got a little bit of that, maybe just to remind everybody. This was the Grammy Award-winning Record of the Year and also Song of the Year. Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak comprised the duo, and they won 2 of the big awards last night. Record of the Year is the big award of the night. Song of the Year is the Songwriters Award. So they took that. Olivia Rodrigo was expected to win big last night, and I guess she did. She won 3 awards. Silk Sonic, by the way, also, they won 4 awards. Olivia Rodrigo, the Best New Artist, won 3. Foo Fighters, who were not in attendance because of the death of their drummer, Taylor Hawkins, they won 3 awards last night. And Chris Stapleton, the country star, he won 3 awards last night. So those were the big winners. Justin Bieber went into the night last night with 8 nominations. Second most nominated performer of the night. Came out with the big goose egg. Was completely snubbed last night. Billie Eilish, who, I don't know, was 2 or 3 years ago, walked out of the Grammy Awards with just armfuls of the little statues. She went out completely 0 wins last night. So, you know, a few of the people who were expected to win big did not. I thought that the Lady Gaga Tony Bennett album, Love for Sale, might win Album of the Year, just as a sentimental way of saying thank you to Tony Bennett, who's now deep into Alzheimer's. Lady Gaga's performance last night, doing a couple of the songs from that album solo, was just spectacular. She just continues to knock me out as just one of the great vocalists of all time.
That was her Las Vegas orchestra, yep. It seemed.
Yeah, it was, because I saw that Vegas show, her jazz and standard show in Las Vegas. It is exactly that same 27-piece orchestra, same trumpet player who is amazing during the show, the same players in the show. So the performance itself, you got a little bit of a taste of it last night. And that album won Best Traditional Pop Album, Love for Sale. So they didn't walk away completely empty-handed. They, they picked up a couple of things.
The definition of old is the first year you watch the Grammys and don't know who anyone is. But I will say, thanks to my kids, it's not me. I was hip. Yeah, and I did enjoy it as well. Although I got to get some new clothes. My fashions are too old.
Did you see what Justin Bieber was wearing when I think he changed clothes when he went inside, which always strikes me kind of funny that, you know, you go to an award show and you bring a wardrobe change. I guess if you're performing, it makes sense. But when he was walking in on the red carpet, he had a suit on that looked, what it looked like was when a little kid puts their dad's suit on. It was that, it was like so overly, so big, intentionally big.
It's like David Byrne's suit, you know.
Yeah.
You got to go to the tailor.
You got to do that. But, you know, that's also part of, to me, that's part of the fun of the Grammy Awards. A lot of people on social media are going, oh, it's so weird. It's just, let's relax and enjoy the show. It's funny. A lot of the outfits, the wardrobe choices were hilariously funny last night. This is the Latin performer, J Balvin, but Lil Nas X there, Country Stars, Brothers Osborne. Here's the Korean supergroup BTS. John Batiste started it off with an amazing performance that he did last night. Billie Eilish put on an amazing performance last night. Olivia Rodrigo, the best new artist. And, of course, Lady Gaga, I think was my favorite performance because I was just, you know, I was in Las Vegas a couple of months ago and saw her Jazz and Standard show, which was pretty much what she did last night.
And then they have the tape message from Ukraine President Zelensky, who says our musicians wear body armor instead of tuxedos. And then John Legend performs Free with Ukrainian exiles. That was something, wasn't it?
Very, very, very moving. Indeed, you know, some people on social media said, you know, what's a president whose country is at war spending his time being on the Grammys? It's one of the largest audiences of the year, so he got his message to a lot of people. And John Legend just wrote this new song, you know, called Free, which is about freedom for all of us, everyone, everywhere. And it was very, very moving.
Yeah, and I read today that Zelensky's aides had lobbied for an appearance at the Oscars, but the organizers didn't commit to it. So
I think they made a mistake at the
Oscars. Yeah, I do too.
One of the many mistakes that they made at the Oscars this year. This was such a better put-together show, you know, as a program to sit down and watch.
And do we have a little audio from the President's message?
Zelensky, we do, yeah, and John Legend, too.
The war. What's more opposite to music? The silence of ruined cities and killed people. Our children draw swooping rockets, not shooting stars. Over 400 children have been injured and 153 children died. Our musicians wear body armor instead of tuxedo. They sing to the wounded in hospitals, even to those who can't hear them, but the music will break through anyway. We defend our freedom to live, to love, to sound. On our land, we are fighting Russia, which brings horrible silence with its bombs, the dead silence. Feel the silence with your music. Feel it today to tell our story.
Rain down, freedom, rain down till we're all free.
Put a website up also if people want to make a donation. Ukraine. I'm sorry, for Ukraine, F-O-R, for Ukraine.com. If anybody wants to donate some money and help the cause of the invasion.
And a couple of show business luminaries passed away over the weekend.
Yeah, we have just a couple of quick pieces of audio. When you hear this instantly, if you are of a certain age, you know, you'll recognize this immediately. It's a convoy.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on.
Yeah, play that 10-4, every hour, unfortunately.
By golly, it's clean, clear to
I thought you'd have a flashback like I did.
Yeah, more like PTSD than a flashback.
Yeah, C.W. McCall took the song. This was the number one song in America back then. 1974, and C.W. McCall passed away over the weekend, 93 years old, and we also lost one of the great character actresses of all time. We know her best as Estelle Costanza from Seinfeld.
Ridiculous in that thing.
You have no eye for fashion.
I have no eye for fashion.
All right.
Georgie, would you like some Jell-O?
Why'd you put the bananas in there?
George likes the bananas.
So let him have bananas on the side.
All right, please.
And nothing better than those two screaming.
Oh, so fantastic. She was 3 days short of her 93rd birthday. Estelle Harris also was the voice of Mrs. Potato Head in the Toy Story movie.
All right. Big morning for you, Dean Richards.
Thank goodness the award season's over.
Rest up.
Not that I'm euphoric about that or anything. I'm just saying.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.